This is Tanya on Joy 94.9 with an Australian Open 2014 update. Nobody expected much from the Aussies this year with a tough draw, but Casey Delacroix gave us our first piece of good news, scoring a surprise win over Vera Zvonareva 6-2, 6-2. Delacroix says she's been preparing all summer and couldn't wait to start the season.
Yeah, it feels good. Obviously, I've been working really hard and I've had a lot of matches over the last few months, but I was ready for today and ready as I could be. And yeah, I'm really happy that I was able to win that and have an opportunity to, you know, play another match on Wednesday.
Sam Stosur got out of the blocks early in her match against Zakopalova, but in the second set, it looked like she was starting to lose focus, being 4-1 down and on the brink of another choke. She said in the end, patience got her over the line.
I got that momentum to go to get those next three games, and then serving at four, you got to think, okay, you got that momentum, you want to really hang on to it and play a really good game. Yeah, I knew it was important, so I certainly wasn't going to try and, you know, do anything silly, play smart, and then thankfully I got through that one.
Just days ago, Sam lost to Zakopalova in the semis in Hobart, but she was confident she could turn things around.
You know, obviously I played that match in Hobart and went down in straight sets, but the last three times that we played, I'd had good success. Obviously, I tried to return a lot better today, and I thought I served better and just all round didn't kind of give her so many free points.
Matthew Ebden has had a reputation for five setters here at his home Grand Slam, and this time he was pleased to get through another epic match and finally get the win 6-3, 7-5, 4-6, 0-6, 6-3, especially fighting through an ankle injury.
The last 3 or 4 weeks, I had a bit of an accident with my ankle, so you know, the last 3 or 4 weeks I haven't been able to train that much, but I was, you know, just trying to be fit and ready to play here, so I'm just glad I was able to pull it out. You know, I just really didn't want that to happen again. I was just determined to try to do something a little different, and I guess I did. Yeah,
he also got a big boost from the home crowd playing the Frenchman Mahut.
It was insane. The first 5 minutes, the warm-up in there, like the, you know, the fanatics, they had everybody on their feet clapping and cheering. Yeah, I had to nod, and I was just like, you know, too good, just acknowledging that, you know, you've got whatever, how many thousand people all cheering. And so from the word go, that was, you know, definitely got me pumped up. And yeah, that was an incredible crowd. That's probably the best crowd I've ever had.
And he knows the French crowd will return the favour at Roland Garros later in the year.
Yeah, look, we're in Australia, we're in our home slam. If I play him at the French Open in a few months, I'm sure I'll be getting it left, right and centre, so...
Everyone could forgive 17-year-old Ash Barty for losing to world number one Serena Williams in straight sets, but she was just excited to learn from the best on centre court. I spoke to Ash after the match.
Ash, you must be disappointed, but you must have learnt a lot from watching Serena out there as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a fantastic experience for me, and I think Serena really showed why she's one of the greatest champions of all time, and I mean, it was an absolute pleasure to be out there and have the opportunity to play against her.
When Serena Williams entered the interview room, there was some mysterious music playing in the background, and then she realised it was U2's With or Without You.
You know, I've been... Okay, by the way, I sing this song all the time. Whose song, whose music is this? It's like, is this you too? Yeah. Okay.
Young Aussie Jordan Thompson nearly caused the biggest upset of the day against 20th seed Jerzy Janowicz, leading two sets to love. There were some good signs from the newcomer, pushing one of the world's best to five sets, but the Polish star was just too strong in the end for the 19-year-old.
Pretty disappointed, you know, a couple of break points, and maybe I was a little bit unlucky on a couple of them, but he's got a pretty big serve, and that's how he serves his way out of trouble. And I guess he's done that a lot, and he's a top 20 player. Yeah, I mean, it's been a pretty good year, and it would have been great to have got a win today. It would have boosted the ranking a lot more. But yeah, going to nothing to 300's pretty big in 1 year, 19 years old. I mean, it was an unbelievable experience to play in High Sense Arena in front of an Australian crowd and my home country. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty fun out there until maybe the third, fourth, fifth set.
It wasn't just the Aussies doing well at the Grand Slam of the Asia Pacific. Unknown Thai player Luxika Kumkum couldn't believe she knocked out sixth seed Petra Kvitova and really felt the support from the crowd.
Really exciting, really happy today that I'm doing good today. Yeah, I think it's helped really much. Yeah, it's like supported because like, I don't know how to spell, like, yeah, your heart shake sometimes. Yeah, kind of just first time that I play number six, and then, yeah, up 5-3, and then, yeah, I have Shan, but, yeah, sometimes you scan a little bit, yeah.
Novak Djokovic had an easy win over Slovakia's Lukas Lacko in three sets and talked about how he's going with new coach Boris Becker.
I'm really glad to have Boris on board. Obviously, I'm glad to see that there's that many tennis legends coming back and being active as a coaches and in the teams of many active players. So it's really positive for the sport. It attracts a lot of attention. And obviously, you know, they have won so many Grand Slams between themselves, and they've been all number ones of the world. They've been champions, and they know what we all go through in particular moments, especially on the Grand Slams.
This has been an Australian Open 2014 update on Joy 94.9.